The nation's unemployment rate fell to 5.7% last month, according to the Labor Department. That's down from 6% the month before. At the same time, the number of payroll jobs grew by 143,000, mostly because of an increase in retail jobs. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. These numbers mean the job market's improving?
Well, it is 1 month, and we always have to be careful not to infer too much from 1 month's numbers. But it is stronger than economists had expected. People were expecting that this would be an increase of 60 or 70,000. So this was an upside surprise, more than twice what people had expected. The financial markets were reacting very favorably to this at first, although that's the kind of thing that often changes as the day goes on and people sort of have a chance to digest the report.
The report said that the retail sector added 101,000 jobs. Was that expected?
No, it wasn't. The growth in retail jobs was a big reason why the report was better than expected. It's also one of the caveats that have to be raised when you look at this report. Retail hiring usually goes up in December and then falls in January because companies start to lay off workers that they hired during the holidays. But last year, this December, hiring was a lot lower in December than people expected. And so in January, there were fewer layoffs. Now, these numbers are always seasonally adjusted. So these factors may have made the retail sector look good this month. We do know that the retail sector is not really strong right now. Consumer confidence is going down. So all that sort of has to be taken into account.
So these are real jobs that were created. These aren't Santa's elves.
That's true. These were not retail jobs.
Yeah. What does the report say about where the economy might be headed now?
Well, there's been a lot of speculation about a double dip recession. We've heard that a lot. The last recession happened in 2001, but the economy hasn't really picked up as much as some people had hoped. So there has been this ongoing buzz about, you know, are we heading back into a recession? This would be some evidence against that. The job market is always among the last things to turn around when the economy rebounds. This suggests that things may be beginning to turn around. But a lot of economists would also say that, you know, there are just a lot of uncertainties hanging over the economy right now. The political situation, chiefly the threat of war, it is keeping fuel prices high. It's making consumers nervous. It's making business nervous. That could end very fast if the situation is resolved. The recent earnings reporting season has come up. A lot of businesses continue to say things are not good. We don't know when they're going to get better. You know, on the other hand, in economic matters, it is always darkest before the dawn. People keep saying, you know, it doesn't look like the economy is going to improve until it does.
NPR's Jim Zaroli.